जय निताई, जय गौर, जय श्री राधे। आम्रा नित्य प्रति श्रवण करे आसछि आज सप्तम दिवस
डेली वी आर हियरिंग एंड टुडे इज द कंक्लूडिंग डे ऑफ आवर सेवन डे कथा।
श्रवण करेछि 16টি,
वी हैड 19 श्लोकास,
তিনটি মাত্র শ্লোক আমরা
And amongst them, three more are left only to discuss, and then we will conclude the katha. There are 18,000 shlokas on Srimad Bhagavatam that are discussed during Saptaha, 7 days katha of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gopi Gita is the essence of all those shlokas, and we are discussing them. Srimad Bhagavatam is such a divine book, and it's told in the Shastra that it is the essence of all the Shastras, Veda, Vedanta. Its essence is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam moddhe pray 334 ti adhyay royeche. Tar moddhe dashom skandher এই যে গোপীগীত নামক যে অধ্যায়, এই গোপীগীতের থেকে উন্নত মানের,
সো অ্যামংস অল দ্য চ্যাপ্টারস অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম দেয়ার ইজ আ চ্যাপ্টার ওয়ের গোপী গীতা ইজ ডেসক্রাইবড ইন দ্য 10th ক্যান্টো অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম।
সমস্ত কিছু অধ্যয়ন করে যে ফল প্রাপ্ত হওয়া যাবে না, কেবলমাত্র গোপীগীত শ্রবণ করলে।
So whatever fruit, benefit is gained by studying all the Shastras, Puranas, it can be gained simply by studying this chapter of Gopi Gita.
গোপীদের যে প্রেম ভক্তির কথা, এ সাক্ষাৎ ভগবান বেদব্যাস এবং আমাদের আচার্য পাদগণ তারাও বলছেন এটা, অর্থাৎ মহিমা বর্ণন করা কারোর দ্বারাই সম্ভব নয়।
শ্রী বেদব্যাস অ্যালং উইথ আওয়ার আচার্যাস আর অল টেলিং দেন দেয়ার ইজ নো কম্পারিসন টু দ্য গ্লোরি অফ গোপি গীতা, অফ ডিসক্রিপশনস অফ রাধারানিস এন্ড গোপিস লাভ ফর কৃষ্ণ। নোবডি ইজ এবল টু ডিসক্রাইব ইন কমপ্লিট।
তথাপি আমরা শ্রবণ করার সাহস করলাম কেন? না, রাধারানী তিনি পরম দয়াল, পরম কৃপাল।
And although we are so low, we were able to hear these shlokas. How is it possible? Because Srimati Radharani is supremely merciful, compassionate.
তথাপি রাধারানী তিনি কেমন? আমরা তো ছোট ছোট শিশু, আমাদের অনেক,
we are small children,
অনেক শব্দ হয়তো ঠিক ঠিক বলতেও পাচ্ছি না।
But still Radharani is merciful upon us.
কেমন মনে হয়, যেমন ছোট ছোট শিশুরা কথা বলতে পারেন।
And as we are, as such a small children, we are not able even to speak properly. As small babies, toddlers are telling some first broken words, and then the parents, their mothers and fathers, they get so much bliss from hearing those first words of their children.
তাহলে পূর্ণরূপে গোপীদের শ্রীকৃষ্ণের প্রতি যে প্রেম ভক্তি, এটা এমন কেউ নেই যে তার বর্ণনা করবে।
So there is no one who actually is able to describe this kind of bhakti, this kind of love that gopis and Radharani have for Krishna.
পাঠ করে, শ্রবণ করে, তাহলে অতি অবশ্যই রাধা গোবিন্দের প্রতি তার প্রেম উৎপন্ন হবেই হবে।
So if someone is daily hearing these shlokas, definitely they will develop the love for Shri Radha Govinda.
কিছু কিছু প্রসঙ্গ এই রকম আছে যেগুলো এই সভাতে বর্ণনা করা চলে না, আমি সেগুলিকে
There of course some parts which we are not able to discuss in this kind of katha.
এই গোপীদের প্রতি শ্রীকৃষ্ণের যে প্রেম এটাকে আমরা লক্ষ্য করেছি।
But we have discussed the main points of the gopis and Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna.
গোপীরা বলেন আমরা বহুকাল অনাহারে থাকতে পারব, অনেক দুঃখ অনেক কষ্টের মধ্যে থাকলেও আমরা
Gopis are saying, we are able to tolerate so much pain, so much distress, but we are not able to tolerate separation from Krishna even for a moment, even for such a short moment as blinking of the eyelids. So Krishna is seeing how his beloved are behaving, what they are experiencing when they are separated from him.
তথাপি এই গোপীরা আমাকে মন প্রাণ সমর্পণ করে তারা আমাকে ছাড়া কিছুই চায় না।
Even they are in such a distress, they are surrendering their minds and hearts to me. They don't desire anything else. That's so amazing. Krishna is considering these gopis are worshipping me without any further desire. They're in such a condition that if they won't get my darshan, my association, they will give up their lives. Maharaj is now asking devotees not to speak too loudly, and also that those that are sitting at the back, that they please come in the front so that those newly coming devotees will have enough space to sit. So the gopis are lamenting in separation from Krishna. So in the 17th shloka, the gopis continue lamenting, O our friend,
যখন বারংবার দর্শন করতাম তখন মনে হতো আমাদের কত আনন্দ।
As we were able to get your darshan, we were experiencing so much bliss that it's not found in whole creation. But today we are in separation from you, and our mind, our heart, our life force is going to leave us. Hey Govinda, why are you trying to kill us? In such a way, you saved us from so many dangers, from so many demons. If you wouldn't have saved us then, we would have easily died at that time.
তোমার এই বেদনা এ তো আমাদের সইতে হতো না।
But we are not able to tolerate this separation from you. Oh, friend, please save our life force. Please save our lives by giving us your darshan. The gopis are praying again and again. They keep crying and lamenting in order to get Govinda's darshan. So the gopis don't desire anything else than Krishna.
নিজেদের পরিবার পরিবারকে ছেড়ে তারা গোবিন্দের চরণকে আশ্রয় করে
In order to be with Krishna they have given up everything they have given up their families So now they are at the banks of Mother Yamuna and they are ready to give up their lives
তাদের মধ্যে লুকিয়ে থেকে দেখে
Hiding from them
ভাবছেন
Govinda is thinking, My dear Srimati Radharani and her sakis, they love me so much. They're experiencing such a divine attraction towards me. There is some divine attraction in me.
তাহলে আমি বুঝতে পারতাম যে আমার মধ্যে এমন কোন দিব্য আকর্ষণ
Seeing how they relish my attributes, my qualities, I understand that there is something divine in me. There are some divine qualities, some divine attributes in me that they are relishing.
কৃষ্ণভাবে বিভাবিত হত, বিভাবিতা হতেন, তদ্বত এখানে শ্রীমান মহাপ্রভু নিজের রূপ নিজের গুণ এবং নিজের কৃপা এবং নিজের আকর্ষণ কেমন এটা অনুধাবন করার জন্য অনুভব করার জন্য তিনি শ্রীমান চৈতন্য রূপে তাও বা রাধারানী মিশ্রিত
So in order to relish this, to relish his own qualities and to relish how Radharani feels when she loves him, what she experiences, Then Shri Krishna appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the main avatar, Srimad Mahaprabhu, appeared to experience this, to relish Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani.
সেই তাহলে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ নিজে পর্যন্ত মোহিত হয়ে আকর্ষিত হয়ে
So Krishna himself is attracted to his own qualities, to him himself. He himself desires to relish it.
মহাপ্রভু রূপে অবতীর্ণ হয়ে
And this is why he has appeared as Srimad Mahaprabhu, to relish what gopis, what Radharani experience, experience loving him.
Vishwamangala Tejomanakchana Tatispriyatmanan Sajanohridrujan Yannishudana Hey Krishna, Brajavasi
Oh Krishna
ব্রজবাসীগণের দুঃখ নিবারণার্থে তোমার এই আবির্ভাব তোমার অবতরণ
You appeared to destroy the distress of Rajavasis.
তোমার স্পৃহা দ্বারা আমাদের মন অতি পীড়িত
You're bringing all auspiciousness to all the living entities.
নিবর্তন ঔষধ
So please give us also that medicine that medicine that is destroying all the disease of your devotees. The disease in your devotees' hearts. So this is why you have appeared to destroy all the distress of all the living entities and especially also of your Vrajavasis. You know that in our hearts this demon of separation is again and again bringing us so much distress. So please bestow your mercy upon us helpless women. In this way, the gopis are praying again and again. So what kind of auspicious activities have the gopis done that they are able to be surrendered to Krishna to such a degree? These gopis, they were not ordinary living entities. They were great sages that knew past, present and future. At the time of Lord Ramachandra, they were performing austerities in the Dandakaranya forest. They were so much attracted when they had the darshan of Lord Ramachandra's form, and they desired to become his servants, maid servants, because of many reasons that was not possible while the presence of Lord Ramachandra. So they were born at the end of Dvapara Yuga in Vraja in order to serve Krishna. They accepted birth in a gopis families, and in this way the desire to serve Lord Ramachandra was fulfilled as Krishna came. They became Krishna's dasi, servants of Krishna, being born in the families of Vrajavasis. It's not possible that someone from a male comes into female form and immediately is completely absorbed. That change happens in between. That change of the moods that happens in between. This country got the name Bharatvarsha according to the name of the king, King Bharat. Before it was called Ajanabharsha. Aja was one very, very dharmic, very religious and living according to these religious rules and principles, king. So later on, the son of Rishabdev, Bharat Maharaj, he became the ruler, and this is how this area, this country, and previously all the world, got the name Bharatvarsha. The country where Bharat is the ruler. So he was able to give up all his kingdom. He was ruling whole earth at that time. He was enjoying all the varieties of enjoyments that the ordinary living entities are not able to. There is no end to enjoyment. We are thinking, oh, if I would get just this thing, if I would be able to enjoy only this one thing more, then I'll get peaceful. But it's not like that. If we enjoy something, then we will get another desire to enjoy something else and something more. And there is no end to that. There is no real happiness in this. Whatever is achieved, the further desires appear. That thing is even more beautiful. So the further desires appear. So there is no end to material desires. Material desires never end. We can see that some person may think, oh, if I would get that further post, it would be so nice. But it's not like that. These material desires are never ending. So Bharat Maharaj, he was ruling upon whole earth. He was enjoying, he was such a dharmic king, so he was enjoying according to these rules of dharma, of religious conducts. So some further guests seems to be coming at the katha, and now someone came who is going to worship Maharaj, to offer him garland. So now he's asking that all the ladies give this Uludvani. This Uludvani, that's auspicious sound that the ladies are making, and some auspicious activity is taking place, worship of the Lord, his devotees. So Maharaj is saying that there is no end to material desires. No one is getting the complete satisfaction. So Bharat Maharaj was able to give up all this enjoyment. We mentioned that if someone desires something, that those desires will never end. They will desire something more and something further more. But we see a sadhu. Sadhu is living simply under some tree and doesn't desire anything. So Bharat Maharaj, although that he was able to give up all his kingdom, still afterwards he was attracted to a deer, to a small deer. So he even got the form of a deer in his next life.
ভগবানকে পেয়ে যাবেন যাবেন এমন অবস্থাতে ভগবান পরীক্ষায় ফেললেন হরিণ শিশুকে চিন্তন করতে করতে হরিণ রূপে
He see that even Bharat Maharaj he was tested by the Lord He gave up his kingdom He was giving a life of vanaprastha the one that lives the married life and lives in the forest performs austerities, but still he got attracted to a deer. We see someone having a female form, but they didn't have a female form in their past life. That what a person remembers in the moment of death, that form they are getting in the present life.
মৃত্যুর সময়ে যখন আমাদের মৃত্যুকাল এসে উপস্থিত হবে তখন মৃত্যুর সময় যাতে ভগবানের চিন্তা করতে পারি
So devotees are being engaged in chanting of the holy name. They've received the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They're doing jap. They're doing kirtan. So that in the moment of death, we would be able to remember the Lord. When our life force will be leaving us, at that time we should remember Govinda, we should remember
Radharani.
Why we are chanting the holy name for such a long time throughout our lives, so that at the end of our life we would also be able to chant, that we will remain chanting at that time. In that way we would be able to gain the Lord. If we are chanting the holy name constantly, that our heart will be naturally absorbed in chanting of the holy name in the moment of death. Those who are not engaged in such a way, they would remember some kind of enjoyment, their family members, their husbands, wives, children, etc. So Vraja Gopis, they were actually Trikal Darshi Munis. They were not ordinary sages, they knew past, present and future. They were chanting the Bij mantra of the Lord for hundreds, thousands of years.
So
chanting these Bij mantras of the Lord, of Radharani, they were able to be born as a gopis in Vraja. There are no comparisons to them. Even Mother Lakshmi cannot be compared with them. So they are the most dear to Krishna.
গোলোকে স্থান দিয়েছিলেন ব্রহ্মাজি জিজ্ঞাসা করেছিলেন যে রাক্ষসী আপনাকে
So when Krishna gave shelter even to demoness Putana by accepting her as his mother then Lord Brahma was asking that question if you gave the post of your mother to demoness Putana, what shall you give to your dear devotees? They have surrendered everything to you. What shall you give to them? Krishna was not able to answer. He was so much absorbed thinking and thinking, and at the end he told, "Hey Brahma, O original poet, you ask such a hard question. This debt that I have towards the gopis, I'm not able to repay. I won't be able to repay it even in millions, endless future lives. I will remain indebted. Na paraeham." Brahma couldn't believe that he himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he, Krishna. But when he realized that, he was asking for forgiveness.
Ahobhagam nanda gopo braja ukasam. Ei brajavasider bhagyer kono shesh nei.
So this Brahma, he told, there is no end to the good fortune of these Vrajavasis, of these Vrajagopis. There is no end to their good fortune. It's not possible to describe the extent of their good fortune. These Vrajavasis, these Vrajagopis, they desire, they don't desire anything else but Krishna. They desire nothing but Krishna. If some devatas would appear to us and say, "Tell me what you want," we will get a headache while trying to write all the list of our needs. But the gopis, they didn't desire anything else but Krishna. Lord Narasimha Dev asked Prahlad Maharaj to express some desire so that he can bless him. He asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Ask for some blessing. And Prahlad Maharaj told, "Is there anything else? I'm your devotee. You gave me your darshan. Is there anything more? I don't understand." Prahlad Maharaj told, "Oh my Lord, I don't desire anything else." When some great personality or the Lord asks for some desired benediction, then it should be accepted. So he asked Prahlad Maharaj, "You are the greatest Lord that is able to give any benediction. So if you desire to give me some benediction, please give me such a benediction, such a blessings, so that I wouldn't ever desire to ask anything from you." It's easy to say, But while doing Lord's bhajan, when the mind in this process gets purified, then the understanding comes that I don't want anything from the Lord. There is no need for anything to be asked for. We can see that everyone has some desires. There is no end to material desires. So there is one example, the story as example of this. At Pushkar Tirtha,
Brahmajir byaktigoto personal mandir ache kebol matro Pushkar Tirtha.
There was a person living there, and there is also the temple of Lord Brahma there, the only place where the temple of Lord Brahma is found is there at Pushkar Tirtha.
কিন্তু একেবারে পৃথক রূপে একমাত্র এই পৃথিবীতে একটি মন্দির পুষ্কর তীর্থে
at some places beside the murti of Ganeshji there is the murti of Lord Brahma, but actually the only place where Lord Brahma is the single only murti in the temple is there at Pushkar Tirtha.
নারদ মুনির সঙ্গে দেখা হয়, নারদজিকে বললেন দণ্ডবাদ প্রণাম আদি ইত্যাদি তো আছে.
So this person,
যে হে মহামুনি,
got the darshan of Narad Muni.
এই কথা বলুন, এই আমি অন্য সকলের মতন জন্ম জন্ম ধরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ করে.
Please tell me, he asked from Narad Muni, I'm trying to worship the Lord from life to life, but still I'm not successful. Please give me some simple way to be successful, to gain the Lord. So Narad Muni told him, you're living here at Pushkar Tirtha, so you worship Lord Brahma. So he did so, and very soon, easily, he got the darshan of Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma told him, I am so satisfied with your worship, so you can ask three desires from me. So many times Lord Vishnu has chastised Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma because they are giving different kinds of blessings and often they end up in some problems. And now Lord Brahma is not giving only one but three blessings. So Lord Brahma saw this is a devotee and he doesn't have anything. So he asked for the three blessings that he would fulfill for him. So this devotee, first he told, he said, my first desire is, please give me lots of prasadam. And Lord Brahma said, tatastu, be it. The second desire was, please give me so much wealth that will never end. And Lord Brahma gave this second benediction too, tatastu, be it. And then when the third desire came, this devotee told, my third desire is that whenever I would need any further benediction, I'll be able to ask again. Lord Brahma agreed. He was thinking he's so naughty, asking in such a way, not only three desires, but now continuing for the next time, whenever he would need it. But he agreed. He thought he's such a simple devotee and so poor, so be it. So soon, the huge storm came. There was so much water, a huge flood. Everything was underwater. So this devotee came again And Lord Brahma asked, "Oh my child, what do you desire? Tell me." And this devotee told, "Oh, you remember? I have the three desires." So Lord Brahma told, "Yes, my child, I remember. I do remember. Tell me what you desire." So he told, "Oh, my Lord, there was so much rain, everything is wet, and all the color on my house is destroyed. Please make it that all the color is there again, that I don't have to do anything, but that everything is nicely repaired again." In this way, he desired the first desire, the second again, that everything will be solved, all his problems. And then when the third desire came, again he said, "Whenever I will need any further blessings, that I will come again for three desires." So Lord Brahma agreed again. He was thinking, he was blackmailing me. He's now misusing me. So Lord Brahma was crying in distress, and he went to Lord Vishnu explaining what has happened. And Lord Vishnu was thinking, please, Brahma, he's again and again giving such a blessings and getting in distress, getting into problem. He gave the blessings to Hiranyakashipu, who desired not to be killed during the day, during the night, not to be killed by the human, not by the animal, etc., etc., not to be killed inside of the house, outside of the house. So the Lord has so much trouble to take such a form to fulfill all the blessings of Brahma and still kill him afterwards, as he came as Lord Narasimhadev. So he chastised Lord Brahma again, and he told, he understood what is going on, and he told, he understood, but he told to Lord Brahma, "Yes, Brahma, tell me what has happened." So Lord Brahma explained, and he told, "There is this poor devotee that came, and I gave him three blessings, and now he's coming again and again and asking for further three desires, for further three blessings. So I'm in such a problem." So Lord Vishnu told, "I have told you, Lord Brahma was lamenting now. He said, "I'm fulfilling desires of this devotee, and his three desires are never ending, but my life will end in such a way." So Lord Vishnu, to solve the situation, he has sent Mother Saraswati to sit at the tongue of this devotee that kept asking three blessings from Lord Brahma. The same thing has happened and with Kumbhakarna. He desired the asana of Indra. So when he was asking the Lord for the blessings, because Mother Saraswati was sitting at his on his tongue, he was not able to say, "Please give me the seat of Indra," but his tongue slipped and he told Nidra, which means sleep. So this is how Kumbhakarna was blessed to sleep for such a long time. So, in this way, being satisfied, Lord Brahma went back, and then this devotee came again. And the first thing this devotee told, he said, O my dear Lord, I'm coming to ask the blessings from you, these three blessings, for the last time. And Lord Brahma was so much pleased. He was thinking, these blessings of Vishnu are working. He's not asking as previously. He's asking now for the last time. The first desire was, oh, my dear Lord, please destroy all my wealth. And Lord Brahma told Tathastu, be it. The second desire was, oh, my Lord, please destroy all the dirt in my heart, all my illusion from my heart. Please destroy all the illusion, all the lust, all the greed from my heart. And Lord Brahma told, be it, Tathastu. And the third desire was, oh, my dear Lord, please bless me so that I would be able to be engaged in the worship of Lord Govinda and finally be able to reach him. And in this way, Lord Brahma blessed his third desire too.
মূল কারণ হচ্ছে কি যে ভগবানের কাছে কিছু চাইতেন আর যদি না চেয়েই অনেক কিছু পাওয়া যায়
তাহলে সো উই গেভ দিস এক্সাম্পল হোল দি স্টোরি এন্ড দ্য সিম্পল মোটো দ্য সিম্পল পয়েন্ট অফ দি স্টোরি ইজ দ্যাট অ্যাকচুয়ালি উই শুডন্ট ডিজায়ার এনিথিং এলস বাট দ্য লর্ড হিমসেলফ শ্রী প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ ইজ এক্সাম্পল ইন দিস ওয়ে We have heard his example as well. Desiring only the Lord, not desiring anything else. So the gopis The gopis are experiencing so much distress in their hearts, and that's being expressed through this Gopi Gita, the song of the gopis. They're praying, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives, please save our lives. Appear in front of us and save our lives. Please give us your darshan. If we further get absorbed in this distress, no one would be able to save us anymore. So this is the concluding nighting shloka where the gopis are praying. Oh dear, please bestow your soft lotus feet upon our chests, upon our breasts, and pacify our hearts in such a way. Please save us in such a way.
So
Shri Krishna Govinda is considering these gopis, they only desire me. The pure love in their hearts is like the purest gold. They are priceless servants. They are such a made servants that they don't desire anything in return. They don't have any further desires, hopes. How much are my bhaktas lamenting in order to gain me. Krishna, he didn't go anywhere from the gopis. He was just hiding himself, seeing, witnessing the love of Srimati Radharani, the love of the gopis for him. He was considering, I gave them so much distress. Radharani and the gopis, they kept crying and they were entering the waters of Mother Yamuna even further and further in order to give up their lives. They kept crying and crying. The endless number of the gopis were there.
Pralampantascha chitrodha rurudu susharam rajan krishna darshano lalosa. He Rajan, sei gopigan si krishna ke darshan karar lalosai jakhon unmukto kante bilap parayana hoye rodon parayana hoye jomunar oti gobhir ebang bhishon srotoshini nodi jomunate jakhon pran bisarjon deben deben tokhon sri gobindo tinio rodon korte korte tader moddhe prokat hocchen tasha mabiro bhuchhori.
So Shukadev Goswami in this shloka addressed to Parikshit Maharaj, he described how Krishna then crying upon seeing the gopis and Srimati Radharani in such a stage, Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing, and Shukadev Goswami told him this shloka, that crying Shri Krishna appeared to the gopis.
ধারণ করে তিনি সমস্ত সকলের সম্মুখে তিনি কামদেবের ন্যায় প্রকট হলেন বল ভক্তবৎসল ভগবান কি জয় বল রাজবিহারী
শ্রী কৃষ্ণ কি হি ওয়াজ ড্রেসিং ইজ হিজ পিতাম্বর হিজ ইয়েলো ক্লথ এন্ড হি ওয়াজ হোল্ডিং ইট অ্যাজ ইফ হি উড বি ড্রাইং দ্য টিয়ার্স অফ দ্য গোপিস
Gaur Haribol Sri Govinda jakhon sanmuke taderke punho darshan dan korlen sei somosto
Sri Govinda appeared to the gopis. He appeared in front of them. He gave them his darshan and the gopis were so overwhelmed. They started drinking the nectar of Krishna's darshan through their eyes. Some gopis were holding his hand, his left hand. Some gopis were touching Krishna's dhoti. Some gopis were there at the feet of Sri Krishna. Some gopis were putting Krishna's lotus feet at their chests, at their breasts. Some gopis, as if in angry mood, that was not anger but just expression of their pure love for Krishna, they were crying and turning their faces from Krishna as if saying, we cannot trust this Krishna. He is so naughty. He may leave us again and again. Some gopis were there lying on the ground with their eyes closed,
হৃদয়ের মধ্যে চিন্তন করতে করতে চক্ষু বন্ধ করে মাটিতে বসে তিনি গোবিন্দের ধ্যান করছেন।
And then they were thinking, this Krishna, he may leave us again. They also thought so. So they kept their eyes closing, and the darshan of Krishna that they gained, they kept deeply within themselves, now meditating on Krishna with their closed eyes. So in this way, the gopis acted in varieties of ways, behaved, expressed their love for Krishna in varieties of ways. So as also Uddhavji Maharaj explained again and again, there is not anyone that would be able to describe the love, the extent of love of the gopis and Srimati Radharani. So in this way also our acharyas have prayed that, O Radharani, I'm just trying to glorify you, but please bless me so that I would be able to do that properly, although I'm not able to do that incomplete.
তখন তিনি আকৃষ্ট হয়ে সেই ব্রহ্মের ধ্যান ছেড়ে তিনি কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত হলেন, রাধারানীর ভক্ত হয়েছেন।
শ্রী সুখদেব গোস্বামী, although he was Brahmanandi, he got attracted to Sri Krishna, to Srimati Radharani, and became their devotee. And being so, he was not able to even pronounce the name of Srimati Radharani during whole 7 days of Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. Why is it so? If he would even once tell the name of Srimati Radharani, Hey Radhe, he would faint in bliss and he would get into internal consciousness for months. So the 7 days of Srimad Bhagavatam Katha that Parikshit Maharaj only had would be spoiled. So in order to complete whole the Srimad Bhagavatam during these 7 days of Katha, to Parikshit Maharaj, he was holding himself to actually not even tell the name of Srimati Radharani clearly. He was giving some indications along with the gopis and telling that the main amongst the gopis, meaning Srimati Radharani, was there with Krishna, but he never actually pronounced her name. He gave indication for those who understand, but he never pronounced her name within whole Srimad Bhagavatam for this reason. There are so many difficulties in our lives, but those that are real devotees of the Lord, even amongst all these difficulties, they will keep worshipping the Lord. We have this greatest example of Mother Kunti.
এবং উনি যত ঊর্ধ্বের ভক্ত ছিলেন, যত যত সতীদের চরিত্র দেখা যায়, মাতা কুন্তীর ন্যায় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভক্ত সমর্পিত আত্মা বিরল।
মাদার কুন্তি ইজ গ্রেটেস্ট অ্যামংস্ট such examples of surrendered devotees of the Lord, of Sri Krishna. Her father was Kuntibhoj Raja, the king of Kuntibhoj. He didn't have any children, sons. Her name, one of her name is Prita. Finally, he was able to get Kunti Devi as his daughter, and Durvasa Muni visited his kingdom. Durvasa Muni told, "I became so tired from performing tapasya, so for some time I will stay in your kingdom, take nice prasadam and regain my strength." We have heard the Leela that Durvasa Muni doesn't eat anything else than durva grass. And at that time, the king, the father of Kunti Devi, became very worried. Where shall I find a proper servant for Durvasa Muni? Who will cook for him? Who will take care of him? He was worried so much, knowing especially the nature of Durvasa Muni. So he was worried to arrange for everything and be able to serve nicely. So seeing her father in such a anxiety, Kunti Devi, Prita, told, "O father, why are you in such anxiety? I am here. I would be able to serve him." And the father told, "Are you able really to do so?" And Kunti Devi confirmed, "Yes, of course, I will take care." Kunti Devi, she had many divine qualities. So the princess Kunti, she told, "I will do Baba's seva," meaning Durvasa Muni's seva.
Durvasa Muni ek din bolchen, "Are Kunti, ma, amar kichu shishyera kalke kintu khabe ekhane."
So Durvasa Muni would sometimes say, "O mother, tomorrow so many disciples of mine will come with me. I have 300 disciples." And Kunti Devi told, "No problem." She arranged everything. And just a half hour before the feast to take place, Durvasa Muni would come again and say, "Oh mother, actually no one will come." And very peacefully Kunti Devi would answer, "No problem." And in such a way, he would say, "Oh, tomorrow I won't take any prasadam." And just a little bit before the actual prasad time, he would come again and say, "Actually, I will take prasadam." Sometimes he would again say, "My disciples will come." Just like that, out of nowhere, he would tell that disciples will come or will not come. Constantly he would change something. But Kunti Devi was peacefully serving him without saying anything. So after a long time of such a service, Durvasa Muni one day came and he told, I'm very much pleased with your service. Ask for some benediction, for some blessing. And the Kunti told, "Oh Baba, I'm a princess. I have everything that I desire. I really don't need anything." So Durvasa Muni, he again and again was asking, he said, "I tested you so many times and I'm so much pleased with your service. So please ask for some benediction. When someone is to give benediction, a blessing, you should take it." So Kunti Devi told, "All right, I have such a desire that if I chant the mantra of some devata, then that devata would instantly appear in front of me. Is it possible?" And Durvasa Muni told, "Of course it is." And he blessed Kunti Devi in such a way. So once, as a little girl, afterwards, she was remembering one morning the sun Deva and chanting his mantras, he appeared. And it happened that Suryadev appeared and he blessed her. He conceived a child with her. So in such a way, although she was a maiden, she got a child with Suryadev, with the sun Deva. Later on, she got married to Pandu Maharaj. And there was also the second wife, Madri Devi, the second wife of Pandu Maharaj. She gave him further children. And when Pandu Maharaj left, then Madri left with him as well. And Kunti Devi was there, left to take care of all five sons. So Kunti Devi, after Madri Devi also left with her, with their husband, she was experiencing so many dangers taking care of the five sons of five Pandavas. They were attacked so many times, the poison was given, they were their house was set on fire. They were living without any money, any wealth. And whenever she was in distress, she was completely surrendered to the Lord. Always surrendered to Lord Govinda. Maharaj is saying, I'm speaking very briefly because we are to conclude the katha. And the Babaji Maharaj that leads kirtan came, so Maharaj is saying, I'm telling very briefly, although this is such a long story to be told.
Bhagavan
So, although they were living in so many difficulties, the five Pandavas always came glorious from these situations.
কিন্তু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ থাকার জন্য তাদের কেউ কোনো প্রকার অনিষ্ট করতে পারে।
And because they had protection of Shri Krishna, never ever anything happened to them.
স্থাপনা করে তিনি বহুকাল থাকার পর তিনি চলে যাচ্ছেন আপন রাজধানী দ্বারকাপুরীতে যাদবদের মধ্যে।
So after the war,
হস্তিনাপুরবাসীগণের
Krishna was leaving Hastinapur in order to go to Dwaraka. Everyone was in grief because Krishna would leave now. And most of all, five Pandavas, the sons of Kunti, So paying farewell to her nephew Krishna, there at the chariot,
নিজের গর্ভকে বিনষ্ট যাতে না হয় সেজন্য তিনি ছুটে ছুটে আসছেন পাহি পাহি মহাযোগিন দেব দেব জগত
কুন্তি দেবী she expressed this prayer this famous prayer
সেই দেবী তখন বলছেন পাহি পাহি হে গোবিন্দ তুমি আমায় রক্ষা করো তুমি আমায় রক্ষা করো এক অগ্নিপিণ্ড সে আমার বংশজকে আমার গর্ভস্থ শিশুকে হত্যা করার জন্য আমার পেছনে পেছনে আসছে
And this actually beside the shloka that Maharaj has mentioned Kunti Devi telling at the time that Lord Krishna was departing from Hastinapur is also the mention of the prayer of Uttara Devi. The way she prayed to Lord Govinda, the Lord in her heart at the time when she was attacked with Parikshit Maharaj in her womb.
Hey Bhagavan, hey Prabhu, tumi amake rakha karo.
So Uttara Devi, she was praying, O Lord, please save me. There is no one else who would be able to save me and the child in my womb now. As this Brahmastra was heading towards them. At that time, the Lord saved Uttara and Parikshit Maharaj that was there in her womb. So the shloka that Kunti Devi told at that time at the chariot while Lord Krishna was departing from Hastinapur to Dwaraka, she was again and again offering obeisances to Shri Krishna, saying, There were 27 shlokas that she expressed. So again and again, the Queen Kunti was praying, I am just a simple woman, how can I actually say the proper prayers? So I am simply offering obeisances to you. Holding two hands of Mother Kunti, Shri Krishna said, O Auntie, You're telling Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, to me, I'm the son of your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your son, you're like my mother. You're offering such prayers to me, it's aparad then on my side.
আমি তোমার কৃপায় এবং তোমার ভক্তদের কৃপায় এটা জানি যে তুমি আমাদের কুলে অবতীর্ণ হয়েছো কিন্তু তুমি সাক্ষাৎ শ্রীমান নারায়ণ তুমি সাক্ষাৎ ভগবান
Kunti Devi was glorifying Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord Narayan.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna nijo pishi ma Kunti Devi ke dhore tini andar bhetore pravesh korle por boshechen. Tokhono Sri Krishna ebong mata Kunti ekti singhasone boshe Sri Krishna mata Kuntir hat duto ke dhore bolchen pishima তুমি যখন জানতেই পেরেছো আমি ভগবান তুমি আমার থেকে একটা কিছু চাও
সো কৃষ্ণ again he came inside on the house with Kunti Devi and holding her arms being sitting and an asan
হে মাধব হে কেশব
he told Oh, my auntie, you're glorifying me as the Supreme Lord and ask a blessing from me.
Amar pasti putroi mara jeto, tumi sei bipader shomoy amake eshe rakha korecho.
And Kunti Devi told, Oh, my Lord, you saved us through so many difficult situations. You save all my five sons. And today, my son is coronated as a king. Everything is here with us now. The kingdom is back. We have everything, but you are leaving us and you are asking me for some blessing. You are asking that I express a desire for certain blessing.
বিপদহ সন্তু আমি যখন বিপদের মধ্যে ছিলাম মহা দুঃখের মধ্যে ছিলাম
So she said when we were in all these difficulties I was remembering you you would come and you would save us all
নিষ্কণ্টক রাজ্য পেয়েছি
I gained everything back again today
অধিষ্ঠিত করেছো
Yudhishthir is coronated as a king But you are leaving us. If you want to bless me in such a way, so please bless me that whatever future birth I will gain, that I would be able to remember you again and again. That I may be in endless difficulties, but that never I would forget you. That I would be able to remember you constantly. Please, if you would give me future lives, please keep me in distress always, but that I would be always at the same time be able to remember you, so that you would be with us. So Krishna, in this Vatsalya mood, he blessed Kunti Devi as well as everyone there present and he left Hastinapur along with Arjun and soon He left for Goloka Dham. When Kunti Devi heard that Krishna departed, he wouldn't believe. She asked Arjun, Oh Arjun, please tell me, is it really true that our Madhav, our Krishna has left us? In a great distress, Arjun has answered, Yes, it's true, Mother. He has left us, and all the strength from me has left as well. I was fighting before, and I was thinking that's my strength, but now I understand, along with Krishna, all my strength has left. I'm not able to fight anymore. Hearing this, Mother Kunti, she fell on the ground crying, "Oh, our Madhav has left us." Sitting in the asana on the ground, absorbed in remembrance of Lord Shri Krishna, she has left her body as well. So this is example of pure devotee that doesn't desire anything else except the Lord. As we gain the Lord, we gain everything else. If someone gets Govinda, nothing else will miss. No other thing in our lives will be missing. So devotee desires the Lord only. You should not need to leave your house to go somewhere in the forest to gain the Lord. While remaining at your home, along with your family, worshipping the Lord, you can gain the Lord. Being engaged in material desires, in material enjoyment, living entities won't ever be able to conclude this material enjoyment. Again and again, some further hopes and desire will appear. So what's clear is that with hopes, with the desires, there is no end. As there is a famous saying, then the hope is bringing all distress, but being without hopes is the greatest happiness, meaning having desires, hoping for something, will only bring all distress. But on contrary, being without desires, without cultivating hopes, that will bring the greatest happiness, life without any desires. So how this state will come? By performing Krishna's bhajan. Then we will be able to gain the peace. We are so much engrossed, engaged in these material desires and fulfilling material desires that we are getting mad out of that. Still one day, we will have to leave it all. At the end of life, the time will come, we will have to give it all up. So, in whatever state of life we are, worshipping of the Lord is our main engagement. Single and main engagement in our life that should remain there.
গুণে অর্থের আকর্ষণে আমরা মানুষকে মানুষ বলে মনে করছি যা ইচ্ছা তাই করছি কিন্তু তা নয়
Just because we are having this human form of life, we are considering we are human, we have this form, we have these human qualities. But it's actually not so. We are just taking this form. The Lord gave us consciousness. The Lord gave us all this power. So So taking this human form of life that's different than the animal species, we are given this consciousness by the Lord. So we should engage it all in the service of the Lord.
আবার যাদের অর্থ আছে তাদের প্রচুর অর্থ আছে ভগবান কিন্তু কাউকে দরিদ্র করে পাঠান না দরিদ্র আমরা হয়ে যাই কেন নিজেদের সংস্কার বশত
We can see that someone is poor and someone is having wealth in their lives. But the Lord is not keeping someone poor and making someone wealthy. These are all reactions to our activities. Someone perform a good karma, good auspicious activities, someone did some bad activities. So if someone never did any service to devotees, to the Lord, never ever helped the poor ones, etc., just taking care of their needs, so in throughout the lives their wealth will diminish and they will become poor as a result of it. We can see in this life some humans are beautiful, some are not, some are wealthy, some are not, some have a beautiful divine body, some are not.
সাধুগুরু বৈষ্ণবের প্রতি প্রীতি আছে হে উদ্ধব জানবে আমার কৃপা তাদের প্রতি বর্ষিত
হচ্ছে বলে শ্রী কৃষ্ণ টোল্ড টু উদ্ধব হিমসেলফ ও উদ্ধব When you see someone who is beautiful, who is learned, who is behaving properly, with the proper conduct, you should understand that this person has my blessings.
তারাই গিয়ে মহা দরিদ্র হয়ে জন্ম নেয় তা যারা দেখতে সুন্দর সুন্দরী অর্থাৎ সর্বাঙ্গ সুন্দর ধনাঢ্য গোবিন্দ সেবায় মন রয়েছে
So if someone is beautiful and having such a nice qualities and these are engaged in devotees' service, in the Lord's service, being devotees themselves, it should be understood. They are the ones that gain Lord Krishna's blessings. This is what he is saying himself to his dear devotee Uddhava.
ধর্মকর্ম করেছেন তার যে ফল সেই ফলটা আত্মার সাথে চলে গিয়ে আবার শরীর ধারণ করে
So when someone is acting in such auspicious way
শুভকর্ম করা থাকে
all these favorable benedictions will follow that soul in the future life also
এমনই হন যে কোনো স্টেজেই থাকুন আপনাকে হরিভজন করা আপনার কর্তব্য
So it's been told that at whatever stage of life we are, we should be engaged in the worship of the Lord. Previously, the knowledge was gained in the Gurukul. The knowledge used to be gained directly from the Guru.
না কোথাও গিয়ে একটা চাকরের পোস্টে চাকরি করে কোনো প্রকারে খেয়ে দে আর বিষ্ঠা ত্যাগ করে জীবন শেষ এটা কি কোনো লাইফ
And nowadays, there is such a way that everyone is just after getting some job, any job, just to be able to fulfill their desires. Is that human form of life? No, this is not real life. This is just automatically doing some kind of activities. But the human form of life and human activities are different. The Lord gave us this human form of life and we should be engaged in these samskaras. Samskaras, it means the activities that give a deep impression in our hearts, in our lives, and that we take even to future lives. So Maharaj is saying, I feel even very much ashamed that our Bengali nature has degraded so much that we are giving up this culture that we had and we are accepting Western culture. And at the same time, Maharaj saying it's a reason for such a great distress that this is happening. At the same time, we can see that there are foreign devotees that are coming and they are accepting our culture, the culture of Bharatvarsha, of India. And Maharaj says it's a great reason for distress that we who are here in Bharatvarsha, in India, we are giving up our culture and we are even speaking badly about the foreign devotees that come and accept our culture, Bharatvarsha, Indian culture. And because of that, Maharaj is saying, in this way, we are concluding our 7 days of Gopi Gita Katha. Maharaj says we couldn't speak in so many details. We just was mentioning the main points. Describing the love of the gopis for Krishna. How is this love? What is the nature of this purest love? So Maharaj humbly says, we don't have any good qualities, so please forgive us. So in this humble way, Maharaj concludes the katha. Maharaj says that we have flowers here, so you please all take some flowers and offer it now as a worship of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj mentions also the Babaji Maharaj that came to do kirtan, that he's doing very nice kirtans, and Maharaj says that because of that, he even concluded today's katha a little earlier, so that everyone can be engaged now in a beautiful kirtan.
Bhagavatiyo sabar ayojon Sri Madhusudan Mandol ji tini korechen poribarer sange.
So Maharaj wants to thank now, he's thanking to Madhusaha Babu and Madhusudan ji and all his family.
এবং ওনার পিতা স্বর্গীয় লক্ষ্মী নারায়ণ মণ্ডল এবং মাতা স্বর্গীয়া মায়ারানী মণ্ডল.
So he's mentioning now the names of mother and father of their host devotee. So Maharaj thanks them all, whole family, and concludes katha here.
Shri Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Shri Vedavyas Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Sukadev Goswami Pad ki jai, Shri Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, Shri Shri Gopi Geet ki jai, Srimati Radha Rani ki jai, apan apan Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai, Sri Sarup Damodar Dasji Maharaj ki jai, Ajker Anando ki jai, Samasto Bhakto Vrindo ki jai, Samasto Matri Mandoli ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.